Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your calls and your texts coming through. Always fun to talk something other than football. And Ben Everill has been good enough to join me from the PGAtour.com website that he writes for. He's in Tulsa and he's there for the US PGA Championship. And boy, is there some stuff to get to in the golf world that Ben has been writing about, will be writing about, and you can check out his stuff online. Ben, firstly, welcome to the program. Great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me, mate. It's always good to catch up and chat. You know, we've got another major championship golf tournament this week, as you said. Plenty of Aussie action, eight boys, plus we've got Tiger. We've got, all sorts of stuff happening out here. And it's a little swampy heat out there in Oakland. It's my first visit, but Southern Hills looks pretty primed for what should be a really good tournament with a lot of big names pushing for that major title.
So Tiger Fever, I presume, is still the biggest headline, although we'll talk about Phil very shortly, who's a pretty big headline as well. But from an Australian perspective, Cam Smith still threatens to be the big headline act on the world stage for us this year. He can get it together at the right end of tournaments.
Yeah, you're right. Look, Tiger is still the needle, not just moving the needle. He is the needle, and everybody and anybody was there to see him speak today. In fact, poor old Smitty, he was not the next up on the interview list, but the one after that when everyone was still writing about Tiger, and there were about two people that turned up for poor old Smitty after that. His timing was bad, but let me tell you, he loves it that way. Aussie boy, he likes to be under the radar. He likes to have people not really talking him up. And, you know, he's in the top five in the world for a reason. This course is going to set up for those with a great short game. So if he can just keep the ball in play off the tee, have a half-decent week with his irons, and make sure he brings his magic around the greens, Cameron Smith could absolutely contend for this PGA Championship.
So on that, where would you rather be? Where would Cam Smith rather be? The group before Tiger, with Tiger, or actually nowhere near a group with Tiger in it?
I know now, Smitty, he'd want to be with Tiger. He wants to be amongst it. He wants to be right in amongst it. He wants the challenge. He wants to prove himself in front of as many people as possible and feel that chip on his shoulder, if you will, and really sort of hammer it home that he's got the game to compete with the best that ever lived, the best that are, and the best that will be, you know. So I think that's what he'd want. Of course, as you mentioned, though, he's going to be out there in front of Tiger. There's going to be a lot of moving parts. He's going to have to deal with that. I think he will. As I said, I think he'll use his short game strength to help him out through this Southern Hills layout. And hopefully, as I said, he'll be there when the whips are cracking on Sunday.
So tell me a little bit about the course. Who will it suit, do you think?
Well, as I said, like it's been redone recently from when the last time they had the PGA Championship was there was 07 when Tiger actually did win the last of his four PGA Championships. But it's completely different now in terms of they've sort of taken it back to the old school way, but been able to lengthen it enough to challenge these tour players. And really the premium is around those greens. There's a lot of runoffs, tight runoffs where players will be tested with their chipping into the grain, away from them. They're really testy green surfaces where if you're not on point on your approach game, it is going to roll off into these tough areas. There's a lot of creeks and water that come into play on some of those tricky approach shots. So look, it's going to be someone who has an all-round game, but they can absolutely look after themselves when they do find some trouble. And that's why I think that the likes of Cameron Smith, the likes of even if he brings his best game, Jason Day, in his old ways, could really sort of find something good in a layout like this. Now look, the ball strikers, if they can manage to hit every green, your Hovlands, your Morikawas, and these guys, they could also do well. But if they miss greens, they're going to have to put that chipping under pressure, and that's not what they're known for.
Short and long-term outlook for Tiger. He did address the media, as you mentioned, and no doubt spoke about his body and what's capable.
Yeah, look, of course, Tiger said that he thinks he can compete and he thinks he can win. And what he did say, though, is, look, he only took one day off after the Masters, which was the last time he played and finished 47th there. He took the Monday off and then was straight back into building his body because he didn't feel like he was able to last the fatigue factor, if you will, at the Masters was something he wasn't very happy with. The fact that his body couldn't sort of survive through those 4 days without sort of half breaking down in exhaustion. So he spent the last 6 weeks ensuring that won't happen again and sort of building that strength back up across his body so that he can compete with these big guys. And look, he seemed pretty confident, but he's going to have obviously pretty decent effort. Look, I mentioned the course before, it suits the iron players and the guys that can get up and down, the guys that can putt. We know vintage Tiger, that was what he could do. So maybe this is a great chance for him to surprise the world and shock the world again.
So no Phil Mickelson not playing, defending champion And it's been a big story, this whole, well, his legacy, where he's viewed now because of, you know, his decision to support the tour. Where is he at right now, Phil, in terms of the world's eyes on him and how the world's going to view him for the rest of his life here?
Well, look, it's a pretty significant fall from grace, isn't it? What's happened to Phil, after a year ago, as you mentioned, he became the oldest ever major champion in the world of golf, winning the PGA Championship in Kiawah Island. But now, he's not even here to defend that crown. Personal issues, the book launching today or later today in the US. It's got some more details of his private life and his gambling habits and a whole bunch of things that have been kept pretty secret outside of those who sort of were inside the inner circle up till now. And, you know, look, it's sent him underneath. And Tiger talked about, though, the bigger issue being that Phil undermined what the tour has done for all these players and the money that they've been able to generate over the last 20 years based off what he and others have done, and trying to sort of sneakily take that away from the masses, if you will, the big numbers in golf. Something that hasn't gone down well with those, not only who worked for the tour, around the tour, but more importantly, like I said, those fellow members of the tour, the players themselves, feel like that Phil has been trying to sort of sell them out behind closed doors, and it's left him not here. And look, I'll say this, he obviously made some errors in judgment and whatnot and whatever you want to say, but I do hope that he's in at least a somewhat sound state of mind or can find some peace and is not under any sort of outside source of pressure. We know what mental health can do to anyone and everyone, and you know, no one's immune from that. So I hope wherever he is, he's at least trying to get through it as best he can and comes out the other side at some point.
Any story as to whether they offered Tiger, you know, how many million to play on the Saudi tour? There's been talks about the Golden Bear was offered a large number. Any talk about it, some of the other big guns that have said no?
Look, I think pretty much everyone is anyone that probably got an offer at some stage. Now, I don't have any first-hand knowledge of that either way. But in terms of Tiger, the only thing that I've heard that he might have entertained was like some sort of full ownership scenario stake where, and you know, he'd have to feel like that was monumental, and they do have monumental money. But remember this, like Tiger's legacy, he's 82 times, which is tied for the most PGA Tour wins, you know, 15 majors only behind Jack. All of his records and legacy and whatnot is in embedded in the PGA Tour's history and what they've done before. So he's loath to sort of move away from that anyway. There's no, he's got plenty of money basically in his life, even though he's spent some over the years. And I think he'd rather just keep the legacy and the history of the sport alive.
So that leads me to where Greg Norman's at in your eyes, Ben. It seems as if he doesn't really care what people think. Hasn't for a while. And how will we sort of look back at Greg Norman over time, you know, in 10, 20 years' time?
Yeah, look, the Shark is persona non grata over here, that's for sure, with the American community and the tour community as well. But look, it's another situation. It's like, I'm not sure he really thought it all through. Maybe he did. Maybe there's a lot more I don't know that had him come to that decision. But, you know, he was sort of going head-to-head with the tour itself over the last 20, 30 years. You know, like he's always had sort of differing opinions. And some of them are very valid, by the way. And I work for the PGA Tour. So it's a hard thing for me to admit. But there are times when they don't get it right. And I look back to sort of, if you think back in Australian terms, we had World Series cricket and we had the Super League War in rugby league. And I remember being a staunch ARL kid when I was young because my team was there. And I look back at now, the current NRL, and realise the merits of some of the ideas that Super League was trying to do, albeit maybe in the wrong way. And I feel like that's exactly what this is in the world of golf. There are some things that could change to make things for the better. There are some things that could be done in different ways that would sort of be better for the entire global scheme of the sport, if you will, rather than have it more American-centric. But at the same time, I don't think taking huge amounts of Saudi cash in a cash grab scenario overnight is necessarily the way to get that done.
Ben, great to have you. I know you've got to get out and I think you're heading for a steak. So enjoy whatever the hospitality is in Tulsa, whatever that might be. I really appreciate your time.
No worries. Yeah, going to grab a side of beef or something and see if the local cows taste just as good as the rest of the world.
Sure, there's a There's a large cow somewhere in that vicinity. Ben Everill joining us, PGAtour.com, is where you can find his stuff, writer for the PGA Tour. We'll take a break. A couple of calls after this.